Here he is, and yes, folks, it's boring, but he was right again. Shane Oliver, chief economist with AMP, he said ages ago that the Reserve Bank, when it met on Tuesday, the 7th of May, would keep interest rates where they are, and that's exactly. They've been kept steady at 4.35%. The RBA Governor, Michelle Bullock, says that the RBA board considered the possibility of lifting them because the fight against inflation isn't over, but she didn't. So that makes me ask you, Shane Oliver, by the way, good morning, welcome again.
Good morning, Luke.
It makes me ask you, what's next? Ms. Bullock says financial conditions are, let me quote her, particularly restrictive on households at the moment, and she hopes she doesn't have to raise rates again. What do you read into that?
Well, I read into that that, well, she probably won't have to raise interest rates again. I don't think she will. I thought her comments were very sensible. Yes, we got some disappointing inflation numbers a couple of weeks back for the March quarter, the period to March, but they weren't disastrous. The Reserve Bank seems to regard it as a temporary setback, and also I like the fact that they're allowing for the impact on Australian households. Australian households have copped a lot in recent times in terms of, well, particularly the interest rate hikes. Yes, Australian interest rates have gone up less than, say, American interest rates, but the rates of interest actually paid by Australians on their mortgage have gone up many multiples of what Americans have had to pay because of our variable rate loans. And so therefore the burden on our households is much greater than it is in many other countries. And she's allowing for that. She's saying, well, that's causing a slowdown in the economy. That's ultimately going to make it harder for companies to raise prices and do the Reserve Bank's job for it. So therefore there's no need to raise rates further. Look, to be honest with you, there's still more risk on the upside in the very short term on interest rates than on the downside. And she did say that at the meeting yesterday, they talked about either hiking or holding. But then they concluded they've already done enough, best to leave rates where they are. So yes, those risks are there, but I think the most likely scenario is no change. And then later this year, or if not, then early next year, we start to see rate cuts.
Okay. Now, this might be a stupid question because I'm not an economist, all right? I am a dummy. But let me put something to you. With the new tax cuts coming up, and we have a budget just around the corner, but with the new tax cuts coming up, I understand that that's going to put about $20 billion in the pockets of Australians, and that money is going to end up in the economy. And that, to me, says that's not going to help inflation. Am I wrong?
Well, on its own, yes, those tax cuts will put money back into the economy. Just out of interest, for someone on $90,000 a year, you'll get an annual tax cut of $1,929. Of course, that's not instantaneous. You'll get it and you spread it across your pay packets for the year. Someone on $100,000 will get a tax cut of $2,179. So that's quite a decent amount of money. That said, Australians have been paying more and more in tax over the last year or so. There's been a massive increase in tax payments flowing to Canberra, which partly explains why we're talking about a budget deficit. Now it looks like we're going to have a budget surplus because they've been taking more and more money away from Australians. The other aspect is that if you're someone on an average mortgage in Australia is $600,000, believe it or not, if you've got that $600,000 mortgage, your mortgage payments on my calculations are up somewhere between $15,000 per annum extra or $17,000 per annum extra that you've got to fork out of your income to service your mortgage. So a $2,000 tax cut is only a small drop in the ocean compared to the extra amount you're paying on your mortgage. So yes, it will provide some help, but I don't think it's going to be enough to sort of suddenly cause Australians to go on a spending spree, pushing the inflation numbers back up. I think there's lots of offsets to that, and it just provides a bit of help, but it's not enough to turn things around.
Chief Economist with AMP, Shane Oliver, is with us today after the Reserve Bank announced interest rates will remain on hold, which is what Shane's been saying for a long time now. He was right. It'll be interesting to see what happens later this year. Shane, the Australian market got a bit of a giddy up yesterday. That, I think that's probably because New York also had a bit of a giddy up, but the Australian dollar got hit.
That's right. It's well, before the meeting, was announced at 2:30 yesterday afternoon when the RBA said, well, we're not going to raise rates We're going to leave them on hold. Before, even before that, the Aussie share market was already up something like 80 points or something like that. And then, of course, the on-hold decision by the Reserve Bank pushed it even higher. So it ended up being up 111 points, almost 7,800 on the ASX 200. That's about 1.4% gain. So very good day. Every sector was up. I think CBA, Commonwealth Bank, was the biggest mover in the market. Even the iron ore price was up, so that pushed up the miners and so on. So pretty good day on the share market. The Aussie dollar went the other way. So share market got a bit of a boost along in the afternoon from the on-hold interest rate decision. The Aussie dollar actually fell because the market was thinking, well, maybe the RBA's might raise rates again, or it could sound pretty tough in the event it didn't do those things. And so consequently, the Aussie dollar fell from about 66.3 back to about 66 US cents, or just above that. So it's still well up on where it was a couple of weeks back, but it did slide back a little bit.
All right, there you go. Interesting day yesterday. What are you expecting today?
Look, today's the focus, I guess, at least we've got the RBA out of the way, but I think the focus in Australia is now going to turn to the budget. That's the big one coming up, obviously, in just less than a week's time. A lot of interest in that. I think what ordinary Australians might get is another round of energy bill relief. So there'll be a bunch of things in the budget. They've already announced the tax cut, so that's already out there. Nothing new. They'll probably tell us about it again, just to make sure we don't forget. But I reckon they'll probably also extend what they call energy bill relief, cutting people's energy bills. I don't think people's energy bills will go down, but at least the subsidies that we've been getting for the last year will probably continue.
All right.
So that's a big thing to watch out in the upcoming budget.
Okay, we'll talk about that. Thank you for that, Shane Oliver. Always good to talk to you. And I've got to say it again. You were right.
Thanks, Luke.